Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspect. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel in studio. Whether you've been listening for the first 2 hours on ESPN 97.5 or you're just joining us on Sports Map 94.1, we welcome you to the show, and we always recommend you at this time go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and you can catch up on the 2 hours you missed if you are mapping today. And then while you're there, download the app. And you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and listen to every show on the air. Never miss anything again. It's that simple.
That simple.
Indeed. And simple is good.
That is good.
Sometimes. Right? And sometimes it's a little bit more complex. All right. We've been talking a lot about a lot of things. We were talking a little football before we headed to the break. Told you that Larry Fitzgerald is coming back for a final season with Arizona, and I'd really like to see him get to a team where he could win a ring. But the other interesting thing that's a little bit closer to home here, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but oh, the Cowboys, they got a receiver that I'm pretty sure I can bet is not going to be back in Dallas next year.
What?
But old Cole Beasley, on the way out because he's a free agent, decided to shoot a few shots.
Going out, right?
Going out with a bang, so to speak. Cole Beasley says that the Cowboys front office pushes who they want to get the ball to. Basically saying, I haven't been a huge priority in that regard. Maybe that will change, but I'm not sure. More balls come my way in the two-minute drill where nothing is planned. And when he was asked to clarify, he basically did not back away from it. But he did kind of soft sell it because he wants to leave the door open to try and re-sign by the Cowboys.
Of course.
Damage may be done already, but he said, some misunderstanding my point. Every team's game plan in pro sports is dictated by the front office. Big free agent additions, high draft picks are going to get the most ops, and I'm not mad at that. I just want to help my team win. All good players want the rock. Oh, no, I don't think that's what you meant the first time.
No, that's not what you said at all. But hey, Texans, go get a possession receiver like Cole Beasley. You want to be like Green Bay? I mean, New England?
Well,
you
got to
have a white. You got to have a white possession receiver. I mean, we all know how bad the Texans try to be like New England.
They used to have two. Remember Amendola and
exactly.
Edelman?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's Staple. There's your Amendola. There's your.
There's your healthy Kiki Kuti.
Yeah. Well,
there's your Braxton Miller that couldn't stay on the
Kuti's
field.
Kuti's more of a burner. Take the lid off. Yeah, he's a burner. He's to take the lid off the defense guy. But this is Cole Beasley's a guy that's going to line up in the slot like Edelman did against the Chiefs. He's going to line up in the slot. You can send him over the middle. He's going to make those. You know, when Deshaun Watson is just, you just need a first down. This is your read. That guy. He's going to. Ha, that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. Because it's one thing they're missing. They've got, I mean, Hopkins is more of he's not a burner threat. He is a possession receiver because of his hands, but he's a guy that you know he can do whatever you need. You know, you're not running Cole Beasley doing, he's not running fades in the end zone.
Right. He's your slot. And when you look at the slot and look at what they've done, I mentioned two guys because they just couldn't stay healthy in Miller and Kuti.
Yep.
But then you go back before that, Ellington. They tried to make Ellington into a slot receiver.
Not
he
happened.
Couldn't stay healthy and he couldn't catch.
No, nope.
You know, when healthy, you've got your one and your two, assuming Fuller's going to be able to come back. But when you were healthy, those were your two guys on the outside, and the slot just couldn't.
No. And I mean, QT was supposed to be the slot guy, but when you can't rely on Fuller, and I just don't know, he's the Lance McCullers of the Texans.
Yeah,
he's never going to be healthy. So you know that, okay, well, QT could be your burner or he could be the backup for Fuller as your burner. But a guy like Cole Beasley, he's durable and he doesn't cost a lot of money. I mean, you're not going to have to pay him a ton of money. Last year, he made $4 million. His signing bonus was $1 million and his base salary was $3 million.
Go get him right now.
Yeah. It would make a lot of sense for them to have a guy like that, if not him.
And speaking of that, go get him right now. Obviously, we're in the off week before the Super Bowl. But during last year's Super Bowl week, so upcoming this next week, Alex Smith was traded. And for everybody other than the two teams that are in the Super Bowl, your new year starts. Yeah. So moves can be made, and Sports Illustrated came out with five guys that could be traded during Super Bowl week. You want to take a shot at any of them?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is number three.
Okay. Leonard Fournette.
No.
They're not happy
did
with
not make
that,
the list, but one of his teammates did.
Ooh. Jalen Ramsey.
Yes, number four. So now you got three and four. Foles three, Ramsey four.
Who else would be traded?
One, two, and five. And I will say this. Five okay. uh-huh. is not one that you would expect. But there's a little controversy, iffiness about his stability long-term there.
Antonio Tannehill? Brown?
He's number one.
Okay.
Antonio Brown call. Is one. Foles is three. Jalen
Tannehill
Ramsey
on that
four.
List?
Tannehill is not on the
okay.
list.
Who? I give
five
up.
Is a wide receiver. Two is another quarterback.
Who? I give up.
Flacco is two.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Because he's got to end up somewhere else, right?
Antonio Brown, that should have been my first
yeah.
guess.
Good I didn't think about that. It till late, but yeah.
Brown, Flacco, Nick Foles, Jalen Ramsey, and number five, OBJ.
Ooh.
I just don't see it happening.
I heard some rumblings about it, but I don't see it happening either. I don't understand why if you're New York, you want, despite the, I guess, character flaws, if you will. Why would you give up on a wide receiver like that?
Especially if you're going to go out and
find
them. And
you got your running back.
Yeah, and you got to find a replacement for Eli, and you want that replacement to have a weapon to give him every chance to succeed because now he's got a running game. With
I.e. Dallas without Amari Cooper.
You got Barkley. You have an outside threat, legitimate top three, top five receiver in the NFL in OBJ. I wouldn't do it, especially if I'm going out and getting a young quarterback.
And remember, the big time thing going into the season was, could you sign him because it could cost you too much and break the bank? He's signed now.
How about if you're the Giants, which Philly would never do it. They're not going to trade it in the division.
Yeah, no way.
But if you could get a guy like Nick Foles and add him to a team that has a running game, that has a star receiver, that's what I'd be looking for. You mentioned Flacco. Add Flacco to the Giants with an OBJ. Does that make Flacco better?
Add either one of them to the Jaguars with yeah. Fournette, with yeah. some decent receivers and a defense
man,
like that.
If I'm the Jags, though, I would look at getting rid of Fournette. That's why I mentioned him. That dude, for all of his abilities, you look at how he, you know, the issues he had off the field and how he was, I mean, like people talked about the fact that he really was tuned out.
Well, then he went on the weight gain challenge.
Yeah.
He didn't go the weight loss yeah. challenge. He went on a weight gain challenge. He was 245 at the end of the year.
I would look at moving on from that cat. Well, plus, I really would.
ESPN early on in the season had a graphic put up on the screen that said, rushing yards with Leonard Fournette on the field and then rushing yards without him. And it was surprisingly way better when he was not playing. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Remember he went after a fan?
What? Yeah.
That's another thing. Coughlin called him out, last game of the season for sitting there on the bench the whole game, kicking it.
Yeah.
They got a lot of issues in Jacksonville, a lot more than people think.
And, you know, there's a question for the Eagles going into next year about what are they going to do at running back? What do you do?
Well, I mean, you've got guys coming back from injury.
Ajayi?
Yep.
Can you count on him? He's hurt every year.
I don't know. You're right. And I mean, based on what I've heard about his knee, too.
He's the Will Fuller of Lance McCullers.
He doesn't have cartilage. They said, really? Essentially, in his knee, he does not have cartilage. It's just a matter of how much pain can you tolerate.
But so if you're Philly and you're looking to you know, make now, a trade, would you consider, hey, take Foles and we'll take Leonard Fournette. We'll take a legitimate back.
Hell yeah. I mean, if Jacksonville wants to do that deal and I'm Philadelphia, yeah. absolutely I do that.
Yeah.
Because now you're legit again. You know, you've got a quarterback that's got all the experience you need and brings stability in the locker room and the huddle. You know, you need a running back, but you got a draft pick because you screwed up so bad.
Right.
So you can find a running back. And we said most of the running backs in the draft don't go to the second round anyway. You can find a running back.
Yeah. I would, I would consider it because it helps both teams.
Doesn't help the Texans.
No.
Because that would make them.
You address your quarterback issues if you're Jacksonville. And if you're the Eagles, you address your running back issue.
It obviously is a win-win. It makes both teams better immediately.
Yeah. Although I'm curious about Foles' contract because I know that there's is it a mutual for 2019? How does that work exactly?
So if they pick him up, it's a monster number.
Okay.
If they pick up his option or whatever it is left, all assumptions are being led to the to believe he's going to be free.
But he but he's still tradable right now.
Oh, but he's tradable right now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but I mean, and we can look up the contract, but I
I'm just looking at it right now. It says there's a mutual it's a $20 million.
Yeah, there's a mopper number.
Mutual, I guess, option.
Yeah. So they're not going to do that.
Which, well, if you're Jacksonville, you can get a Nick Foles and then franchise him for a couple years.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I mean, you think about it, his cap hit was nothing in the last couple of years.
Right.
It was like at 6 or 9 or 4. Yeah.
And then he's got it's $20 million this year. His cap hit in 2017 was 1.6. Last year it was 13.6. And this year it'll be 20.6 in 2019.
And that doesn't mean Jacksonville has to pay him 20.
Mm-mm.
But at the same time, he's going to get a healthy salary for multiple years. So if he's free on the open market, then the Giants snap him up, go for him right away.
Right.
And Jacksonville should look at it. But the good news for teams that need quarterbacks, if you're not wanting to go in the draft and kind of work with one and, you know, break them in, Flacco, Eli, somebody's going to take a shot at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned Foles, Teddy Bridgewater. There's going to be some guys that have some miles but on the tires but can still play for
them. I mean, guys like Keenum and Bradford that didn't excel.
Keenum's got 1 year left, I believe.
Yeah, but if you're with the Broncos... Well. And you've got this whole turnover, and you've got Kubiak. I know Kubiak. Oh, no, he's gone. My bad. I forgot. Yeah, he's gone.
Kubiak went to Minnesota.
But, I mean, you could see him going after a guy as a backup, like getting a Keenum in, because he had him as a backup.
But Keenum's not going back to Minnesota when they screwed him on a deal
to keep
him.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text. Hit us on Twitter. Back with more of Way Back Wednesday. It is The Usual Suspect.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Stupid.
What exactly is stupid? Yeah. We've had this discussion. He does stupid. Sound congested.
Dumb, stupid pick. You're dumb, dummy. How did you not get the Sexual Healing remix version of this?
It's good music.
This is fine if you're, you know, trying to, like, have sex with yourself in a car.
Sounds congested. He's about to uncongest something. I know that.
Find the Sexual Healing remix.
The peoples are enjoying this version right now. No, I'll find it. I'll find it. I didn't even know there was a Sexual Healing version.
Before you fall asleep,
it's the
Barry,
one that's got the Sexual Healing.
There's some work to be done before he falls asleep.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good luck with that. Find it. Promise you. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I should have.
You seen
the
chorus a lot, Nick? The backup singers?
Yeah, no.
Well, you know, you did.
Well, that way you can, like, hide your terrible voice when you're just singing the backup.
Oh, no doubt. You know? Windows closed. Yeah.
Music loud.
Oh, yeah.
I'm screaming it out.
I'm singing in the car.
Yeah, without question.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Already sounds better.
Yeah, baby.
It does sound pretty good. I ain't gonna lie.
Huh. No, let it run.
I gotta blow my nose.
Oh, wow. That sounds so much better than that stupid-ass version you played. It's a great song. I love this version.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does too, see?
Yeah, it's not a bad version.
How did you not
version.
Play this version?
Because I...
You played that whack-ass watered-down
version. Well, that was on the album. That was on the CD that I bought.
This is the remix, the Marvin Gaye version, the better version.
All right,
get
bad.
Get out of here. Y'all and you know. Had the CD?
The guy's irrelevant anyway.
This was your CD, your
no,
first
he's still
one.
Touring.
You didn't even...
Yeah. No, he's still touring, but he's irrelevant.
He's still out there sweating.
He's still making money.
One vote I did. Dad joke.
You Dong. Know that they are going to fill up that... It's not... What's the theater so, right there? At,
Verizon Wireless
No,
theater?
The one at 59.
Like 59 in Hillcroft?
Past Hillcroft.
Something.
Arena Theater.
Arena, yeah. The Arena Theater.
Legacy used to have
fights
there.
He's going to go there, and it is going to fill up. I'm not going to say it's definitely going to be sold out, but he's going to still draw some
people.
It'll
fill up.
I would agree with
that's
that.
That's not that hard, though, because it's only one level.
People made some babies over this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of sexting going on.
I would imagine the age group is going to be a tad bit older. I don't see millennials going to this. Really? Totes. Millennials, too?
No, I'm saying the age group is definitely going to be older.
At least 40 and up, right?
Hey, oh, yeah. You know
35 and up, maybe?
Snow flurries. Maybe 35, but definitely 40.
Snow flurries and 44 degrees outside, but it's hot. Key sweat going to make you sweat at the Arena Theater.
Speaking of that, 44 degrees outside, but the beer is always a frosty 29 degrees at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Hey, did you see this thing on Pro Football Focus about
Barry, tell me about
who they who they chose as their offensive player of the year and defensive player of the year? I don't think defensive player of the year is going to surprise you.
But Texans fans are going to love.
Okay, you're not turning me on at all. Pro Football Focus defensive player of the year, Aaron Donald.
Easy.
Disagree? I mean,
not at all. Well, the only guy that you make an argument for is Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he started off like gangbusters.
On fire. Not,
yeah. And then down the stretch, I think right. Aaron Donald's a lot more consistent.
You know what? You could say Donald got off to a slow start and then he came on late. So both guys, like I said, you're not wrong, completely off base, but I think it also helps that Donald came on at the end of the year instead of falling off a little bit.
Offensive player of the year, as chosen by Pro Football Focus for 2018, DeAndre Hopkins.
That's big.
That's not bad.
It also says as much about the quarterback as it does about the player, because we've always known he's good, but to have a guy that he can rely on throwing him the football makes him great.
Number one overall rated or graded wide receiver, according to Pro Football Focus, zero drops. Wait, hold on. That's not. It's zero drops on 115 catchable targets.
Well, when you have two ridiculous first baseman's mitts as hands, so, it's really hard to drop the football.
Yeah, so basically what they're saying is if the ball was catchable, he caught it. There was no drops at any point. And then they go on and they give stuff like his 12.2 average depth of target is a healthy figure for a wide receiver, 4.3 yards further than Michael Thomas, who was the receptions leader. So they talk about 50-50 situations and just an amazing year for him. And now that he's got a quarterback, you're really seeing what he's capable of.
No doubt about it. Yeah. So, again, the best could still be yet to come, but thank God he finally got someone that can get him the football. Otherwise, it would have been more wasted talent than Andre Johnson.
And he's 26.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. He feels like he's a 30-year-old vet. He's 26. He ranked top 10 in touchdowns with 11, deep receiving yards with 387, broken tackles with 12. That's the surprising one. He doesn't strike me as a broken tackles guy.
But remember a couple of his big plays this year where he exploded and broke tackles, and in the middle, remember the spin move?
Yeah.
All those, he was breaking some tackles there.
But he's a guy that preserves his body. He's a get down, get out of bounds
he's
guy
not a
before
runaway
he takes
from
a hit.
Contact guy, but he is a guy that'll duck a little
he's
bit.
He's not going to take, especially going over the middle. I mean, you'll see him. If he doesn't feel like, well, I'm not getting away from these dudes, he just goes down. He slides. And I have no problem with that. Please, if you can preserve your body as long as possible and play, if it adds an extra year to your career, outstanding, get down, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's surprising. I'm not knocking him for doing it.
I hate the guys that, like, you still could get five more yards.
And they just go down.
And they go down or they pop out of bounds. That's a lot. Worse.
Yeah.
No,
they're
totally
like the Deion
that.
Sanders of avoiding contact on the offensive side of the ball.
Richard Sherman, too, for a lot of years.
Yeah.
A lot of credit as being the best corner. He didn't want to tackle anything other than a sandwich.
Exactly. Jared wants to talk about Key Sweat. Somebody near and dear
to
Nick's heart. Yeah. Nick's going to love this call. Jared, you had a
call. Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
It's Fort Worth Jay. What's up,
y'all? Oh, wow. It just said Jared.
You were at Subway. That was weird. Okay.
Hey, I ain't gonna keep going. I just want to know who the hell just said Keith Sweat was irrelevant, because I was highly offended by that blasphemous comment.
That would be me.
No, you said Keith Sweat was irrelevant?
I said he could still sell out, but he's irrelevant.
Nah, you said he was irrelevant.
I absolutely said he could sell. Listen to it, Fort Worth Jay. I said he could sell, but he's irrelevant. No one cares about Keith Sweat.
You can't be both. You can't be irrelevant and sell tickets.
You absolutely can.
Right.
How?
Because I heard y'all mention Arena Theater.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you know, they set out Arena Theater every time I see his name on there. Nah, but seriously. about this New Orleans Saints and the fans and the replay, like, would they really be able to replay a minute and some change if Roger Goodell said so? And I hang up.
If he said so, yes, but he ain't going
to
say so.
Well, and you have to get it in before the Super Bowl, and you have to, it has to be literally the next day. It has to be that moment. It has to be that night. And then you have to worry about the fans and is the crowd going to be there, because that all comes into play with crowd noise if you figure it might have been on the road or whatever. This is why it will never happen.
But this is the best thing that you can take away from this as a Saints fan is it should never happen again, because it's drawn enough attention and created enough of a stir that they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again.
They better.
Yeah, they have need to. Because obviously the takeaway, which we talked about the other day, people aren't going to remember how great either team played or what player stood out to win the game. All they're going to remember is a bad call.
Yep.
And that's a shame.
And just one more comment. 2,800 seats at Arena Theater.
Oh, yeah, it's small.
Calm down. There's a reason why he's at that venue. 2,800 suites at Arena
Theater. How many seats do you think you could sell?
Yeah, but that's my point. There's a reason why he's in that venue, because he couldn't sell out. He probably couldn't even sell out Smart Financial, which is doubled, six grand. He definitely couldn't do Toyota Center. Definitely couldn't do Verizon Wireless.
But I would say that he'd have a shot.
Oh, Verizon Wireless could.
Out in Sugarland.
There's a reason why he's at Arena Theater right now, and it's probably because he cannot sell out Verizon Wireless.
I'll tell you this: I went to a John Legend concert at the Verizon, which I don't know what the hell his name is now.
It's changed every year.
Yeah, John Legend didn't sell out Verizon.
Really?
Yeah. So don't, I mean.
Yeah, but Verizon is bigger. I bet you has a bigger fan base than Keith Sweat.
Ooh. John Legend right now might.
I think that's not even a question.
Oh, no. I think, you got to remember, you still have, it's not the target demographic for music anymore, Keith Sweat's music.
Right.
But he was on top of his game during a demographic that's still living, that still likes him, that still remembers him fondly about things that happened in their life, and will go see him because of that.
Yep. I would agree with that. I mean, look,
he's 57.
Yeah. Dude, there's a reason why he's at Arena Theater. He's damn near 60. Like,
he's getting so old, he's about to change his name to Keith Drool. His ass is getting old. Nobody wants to see a 57-year-old man on stage grinding. You might be wrong to something here, Nick. Sorry, Fort Worth Jay, but
2,850
Keith
seats.
Sweat coming out in a walker. What's up, ladies?
You know, if I could walk, I'd love you.
Man, if he's singing Twisted, he's talking about his ankle because he's so old, he's falling down. Like, no.
And if you go to Arena Theater and that venue is not sold out, if he can't sell 2,850 seats.
I think he's going to sell it out.
Let's see. Calendar. Let's see. When is he coming back? Oh, wow. This isn't good. I don't see it. There's nothing on his calendar.
Really?
I go to his website, calendar, no entries found.
That's a bad look. Did he already play the Arena Theater? Because I see it on the billboard.
Keith, Joel and I are trying to have your back.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing on the calendar, man. Even I got stuff on the calendar already for 2019. Come on, Keith.
I thought I saw his name on the marquee at the arena.
I think it's unfortunate. I think he should be relevant, but... Damn, 57.
See, the kicker, though, Barry, we could have won with is he could sell out Smart Financial Center, because that bowl in Smart Financial Center can go all the way down to 1,000 or can go all the way up to like 7,500.
I like the way you think.
So,
look, at the same time, you can make the argument, this works against me. Seinfeld was like the very first show at Smart Financial. You would think he could sell more than 6,000 seats. So I guess you can look at it in a bunch of ways. So.
Yeah, Nick, what you said.
Yeah.
But I think he did that too because they wanted to have a prestigious name to open the building.
Perhaps. That could be too.
And he did multiple shows, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So we got a half hour to go in the big show. Still 30 minutes on the clock, which means there's plenty of time for you to get involved. 713-780-3776. You can call. You can text. You can hit us up on Twitter. And we'll hand it off to the Blitz at 4 o'clock. It is the usual suspect. Talking about. But do you really think
that you can work it out? This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes, give or take, left on the clock. It's The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. Songs 23 years ago, because it is the 23rd day of January. Our good friend Kirsten gave us the idea. We love that. As a former co-worker, moved on to bigger and better things, she has already chimed in on Twitter, which means whether she's listening or not, she loves the fact that we used her theme. And she's at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego.
Yeah, Kirsten gets to go to some fancy places now with this new gig that she has.
Yeah, all these golf tournaments.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good for her.
She's posting it 76 degrees without a cloud in the sky.
Now, if she didn't vote for me, I'm never going to suggest her.
She did not. She voted for me.
Okay. I'm never taking any of her suggestions ever again.
Yeah, she's out.
It's done.
In fact, we should stop talking about her right now.
She's fantastic, and I'm going to make sure she suggests again.
Amos said on Twitter, I went to a Keith Sweat show at Smart Financial Center. It was sold out from bottom to top.
All right. I give you my bad, Keith Sweat.
Yeah,
my bad.
It is.
You can sell 6,000 seats.
You're bad on this song, too. But, yeah.
On Sublime? Right. Put some respect on Sublime.
Lisa loves Sublime.
Most Cali folks do for some reason.
Don't talk bad about a guy who's no longer with us. The lead singer.
Who? Marvin Zindler?
Well, I saw him in person for the first time and I was shocked.
Who, Marvin Zindler?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's gone, but when I was a kid, I saw him at the rodeo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and this was when, you know, I didn't know that men wore makeup for TV. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But his was clear as day. Like, if you saw him in person, it just looked like...
Tammy Faye Baker?
Yeah. It just looked like a fake face just plastered onto his face.
Like he was wearing a mask?
It just looked...
Well, the other thing
R.I.P., but
he was he was well made up.
So, I used to play Braeburn Country Club because Bill Worrell's a member. And when he was alive, he would play golf. And almost aside from the sport coat, he'd be on the golf course, white pants, cardigans... Yeah.
Would he bring his baton and twirl it?
No, but he had the blue tinted glasses.
He was a big baton twirler.
Yeah, he could twirl the golf clubs.
Yeah. Oh, he would?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was out there in his golf cart just flying around
doing
hitting the ball.
Doing his thing, huh?
He was a staple, though, because I remember I got threatened.
Yeah, absolutely was.
We're going to call Marvin Zindler on you guys. I'm like, okay.
I talked to a guy, I won't mention who as the source, but he said Marvin had his way at the station.
Oh, I would imagine.
Oh, really?
That he was just, because they knew that everybody loved that dude. And he just, whatever he, you know, they would hire new people. He's like, oh, my new guy got a train, huh? And he would make the jokes. But Marvin was the man over there.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that because, you know what? What's old is new again. Channel 2 has brought back the whole slime in the ice machine.
Yep.
Are they saying that?
Oh, yeah.
Those bastards.
Oh, you know who it is?
He probably didn't copyright it.
They got a guy that... Bill Spencer, he looks like Trump's brother. The same hair and everything. And so he took Stuart Scott's Booyah, and he does the slime in the ice machine. And he does these reports, and if you pass, you get this week's Bill's Booyah. And it's like, well, that's Stuart Scott.
Right.
And then when he's calling things out, he's like, there's slime in the ice machine. It's like, that's Marvin.
One thing I do appreciate about what they do now is that they circle back and they say, well, this restaurant corrected whatever was wrong. Because I feel like Marvin Zindler just put your ass out of business.
Yeah.
He was. There was roaches in the oven. Next day, those doors were closed. Wood on the windows.
Man, never came back.
Interesting, you're right. Interesting fact on that. There's a reason why. I think it's called Hunan River. It's on Westheimer between Kirby and
is it Hunan
Shepherd.
Chef? It might be Hunan
it's
River.
Hunan River, right? They have... Happy Family Marvin Zindler on the menu, and he used to eat but if you think about it, what's the greatest way to not get drilled on Marvin Zindler on the TV?
Put his name on the menu.
Give him a menu item. Yeah. We're good.
That's a genius idea.
That's very smart.
So that worked for them.
That's smart. Did you see the story out of, it was off the big lead, but they were talking about ads for the Super Bowl, you know, because everybody's super into the commercials and all that.
And the price tag.
Yeah, but... So CBS actually rejected an ad for medical marijuana by Acreage Holdings, which is a multi-billion-dollar cannabis company, who is backed by John Boehner, former congressman Boehner. But CBS said no, they didn't want the money, they're not going to run the ad. My favorite part of the story is not the fact that medical marijuana is legal in 30 states, so more than half the country. It's legal to obtain medical marijuana.
Right.
Chris Long came out, quoted the Bloomberg tweet that said CBS has rejected a proposed TV ad during the Super Bowl that called for the legalization of medical marijuana. They called for the legalization of medical marijuana. Chris Long replies to that tweet or quote tweets and it says, yeah, keep pumping those booze ads, guys. You're doing a great job.
He's right.
Exactly. Like, so no, you can't have medicinal marijuana like a plant that could be used in medical situations. You won't take an ad for that, but you'll take alcohol ads. Just straight up, just booze and booze.
Totally
booze.
Dumb. My only theory, and I don't even know if it's right or if it's a fair reason, is that I would imagine that they would get a list of commercials, and that's not the only one that they've rejected. Like, there's more than one that they would reject, and they're rejecting that partly because the drop, like the uproar that you might get. Because let's be honest, are they getting uproar for advertising beer? No. But if there's some people out there hating on the fact that there's some sort of cannabis commercial on the Super. You know there's someone hating.
Here's the thing. Here's the question. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, but people, one thing we're forgetting that should make all of this irrelevant in terms of a discussion, they should all be accepted. They're still talking about men's enhancements and showing a happy couple in two separate bathtubs and talking about, they sponsor that all over the place. So if you're going to talk about pills that are going to make your hard, then you might as well be able to enjoy life another way.
I'm with you on that. I'm with him on that, dude. Like, I don't understand, but I for some reason,
you know what it is? It's imaging. They still think that there's a negative imaging and connotation with weed.
That brings me to my question. If I were to tell you that 20 states in this country banned the sale of alcohol, they just said, nope, there's too much drunk driving, liver disease, alcoholism, it ruins families, it ruins lives. We're banning alcohol in 20 states.
Okay.
It's still legal in the other 30, but we're banning it in 20 states. Do they stop taking the money from Budweiser? Do they stop taking the money from Miller? Do they stop taking the money from Heineken and all these? Absolutely not. They don't.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I don't think they would stop taking the money because those states would find a way too.
You know what they would say? It's still legal in 30.
Yep.
Yeah, but on the flip side, that's what I'm saying. It's an imaging thing because we haven't gotten to the mainstream norm that we have with alcohol.
But it's in over half of the states.
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying from these people and what they're thinking about backlash and all the different people in the groups and the things that are going to come at them, they don't want the hassle.
I guess.
And they feel confident they'll still find another sponsor to pick up that spot and pay the money.
Well, they'll definitely sell the spot, but it's really weird to try to you're basically having questions of morality by who you're allowing to buy an ad from. So you're okay with a drug. Alcohol is a drug. I don't care what anyone says, just like cigarettes are a drug, which you stopped doing cigarettes. Yep. Okay, fine. But again, you won't get cigarettes. You won't let cigarette run ads, but I guess they're not even legal. I don't know. But alcohol is okay.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It doesn't make any sense.
And the other thing is, why don't you put it on a network when they're talking about golf coverage? Golf coverage when you're doing a tournament the Tiger's not playing. You'll take them. You'll take anybody that throws the money at you, right? Because you're not going to sell that one out.
Right.
But you get the U.S. Open or you get a Super Bowl, and now you can be picky, and now you can be higher than thou, and you get to decide. You get to play judge and jury.
Yeah. J-Rap said, I can almost guarantee the reason they rejected the commercial was Big Pharma paid them a bunch of money to not run the ad. I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
I think they're just, they're allowing or denying based on morality.
I think you're
on their
right.
own morality.
And
on,
backlash.
On executives with CBS. Because I guarantee you, these ad execs at CBS go home and have a drink. They go home and have a beer. They go home and drink up some whiskey. But they don't go home and smoke a J.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure. Especially
I would.
If they're the
older CEOs and all that of CBS, they're not going home and smoking a J.
You know what Les Moonves was doing? A lot worse than that.
Who?
That was the guy that was running CBS that
all
the Me Toos came out of the woodwork. He's married to Julie Chen, that hosts Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
And he had to walk away, and he was making ungodly amounts of money, and they were going to pay him. And then they found out more and more kept coming out. They're like, no, we got cause now. You're not getting the money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Les Moonves. He was making some serious coin.
I can't wait to see, heroin ads. That's going to be great. Some medicinal heroin. Calms me down. It's never going to happen.
One segment to go in the big show. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. You're late if you missed it, but if you go back and check the podcast, you'll realize it's the 23rd of January. We did songs from 23 years ago.
Because we're geniuses. Actually, Kirsten is, but whatever.
Kirsten did a heck of a job.
A couple of texts to get
doing
to.
Doing Nick's work for him.
Correct. As you.
Well, he crapped all over my first idea again.
Stupid ass idea.
You calling Kirsten a he?
No, Barry did.
I crapped on when he sent the email. I was like, yeah, that's dumb.
Well, that's every idea I suggest.
I was going to say, that's not the first time he's heard that.
Every time.
And it won't be the last.
Steelers fan Juan said, what about trading Larry Fitzgerald for Antonio Brown?
Short term? It's not a bad idea.
He also said he had sent another text and said he'd love to have Fitzgerald in Pittsburgh.
I'd love to have him in Green Bay. It's Aaron Rodgers' golf buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Barry and Joel, I signed up for the weight loss program at Man Centers, also the Y Factor, and they had my email wrong. My name is AJ Perry. I don't know how to handle that, AJ. I really don't. Nick, do you have any suggestions for AJ?
Call Michelle.
Let me see if it's okay to give Michelle's contact to him.
Or just call the front desk and ask for Michelle McDonald.
There you go. Call the front desk, ask for Michelle McDonald, and say, look, I did sign up on time, and she'll facilitate.
I hope you heard that. Yeah. I hope you heard that, AJ. Call the front desk. Do we know the front desk number?
I'll get it.
Okay. All right. You can find it. Just use your Googles. Hey, The Usual Suspects have a new fan.
Good.
My 10-pound, 5-ounce baby boy was born yesterday. I'm sure he'll be a Lawn Talk fan as well. I hope so. And no. God bless it. 10 pounds, 5 ounces. That's a big-ass baby.
It was a Key Sweat baby.
Right. Damn. Well, congrats.
Yeah, congratulations on the baby.
Baby boy.
Congrats, right.
And I wouldn't be worried about the lawn care talk on this show.
No. But by the way,
I hope your baby's not a hater.
That kid's going to be forcing out a lot of fertilizer between now and a couple years old.
10 pounds, 5 ounces.
Get ready for that.
Yeah, I just hope he's not a hater.
I think
Nick
I
and
broke
Joel.
Double digits as well.
Did you?
I think I was a 10-pound baby.
You were?
I think I was.
I think it was like 8 pounds.
I was in the 8 range. Yeah.
Keith
My
Sweat.
Head was 16. Just throwing that out there.
Keith Sweat is so old, he threw his back out putting a drink on the roof of the car. You know what?
Yeah. Barry can relate.
That's a loyal listener.
Big fan of that guy.
So much, sir and or ma'am.
Yeah, I'll see you. There's your lawn. I see your lawn talk.
That means he didn't get popping until the 40s or late 30s, maybe.
What?
He didn't get like famous until the late 30s or 40 in his 40s.
No.
57? That song is the song that I knew him about.
Which was 23 years ago. But that was past his prime. Like, Keith Sweat was big when I was in junior high and high school.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Keith Sweat's been
around. That's probably why I don't give him the same respect.
Keith Sweat was back around like New Edition, Bobby Brown, Keith Sweat.
Well, he looks young. That's probably what it is.
Well, he's just black don't crack. Right. So, yeah. Barry, will you be defending your title as Camel Champion?
Oh. You mentioned that the other day?
Yeah, they don't do it no more, apparently. Or they just didn't ask me back because they were worried I was too dominant.
Yeah, the other night, Coco Dominguez called you a little bitch.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I never heard back. So, I guess that's just not a thing they do anymore. I don't know. But whatevs.
Well, someone needs to get on.
I would have totally defended my crown.
Like
I would
you
have
got
done
on
it again.
The camel.
I would have absolutely done it again.
Humping to please, Barry wants a camel race.
Nobody asked me back.
I still don't get how you're not completely sealed in terms. Like, there's one side that's open, so you could essentially fall off the side.
Yes.
I can't believe that.
Or crush your leg against the side rail.
Yeah, you would think there should be two poles on either side of you that you can grab on.
So I would a strip totally club, Nick, agree it's with a camel that. Race.
I would agree, though. You needed. I would like to have the safety bar on both sides.
Well, yeah, but
I didn't like just
honesty,
one side. It was weird. I'm leaning out the damn side.
But if you
side.
Lean too far, if your leg gets crushed up against that rail with no guard, you break your leg.
I didn't know how low it sat, but yeah. I mean, I obviously wasn't riding the camel, so that would be Barry.
Barry liked it.
What?
Riding the camel.
I was about to say something that I would have regretted immediately. I'll just say I was sore the next day.
Yeah, you would have regretted it.
Yeah. I won't say what body part was, but I was hurting the next day.
The jerky boys, my ass is killing me. I need laser surgery.
Here's a text. I'm going to read it as is. All okay? Right. Quote, head, Barry, and the guys love the show. What? Ted Barry. And the guys love the show. I'm the number one fan, Angel. How can I get tickets for the circus and what day's a start? Well, Angel, we're not giving away tickets to the circus. So I would suggest maybe get online.
Or maybe he's confusing it for Cirque du Soleil.
That's what he meant. Yeah, Cirque du Soleil. Ah. The circus. Cirque du Soleil.
Did he call it the Unusual Suspects or ask us how we like doing mornings?
No.
None of that?
I would just log on to CirqueDuSoleil.com and get tickets. I don't know that we're giving it away.
I don't think
you
regret it.
Huh?
I don't think he would regret it. I think that's going to be a good show.
I've seen them before, the Cirque shows, because when you work at Toyota Center and they had the shows, they would give you tickets. They're impressive.
Yeah, they put effort in the performance, no doubt.
And there's a lot of special effects and things, too. Like, they bring this big sheer curtain around the performing area, and the videos that they play on the curtain are kind of 3D and add something to it.
Oh,
it's very
really?
Cool. It's very cool.
I've never been. My wife went to one, I think, in Vegas. Or no, I think they did one here as well.
I mean, a lot of these shows travel all over the country, so.
Oh, yeah. They do. They do travel. They're here through the 24th.
Right.
So, I imagine you could get tickets online.
So you guys had two Cirque du Soleil performers.
We had a juggler and
performers.
A pole dancing soloist.
Well.
Yep. And I, the first question
And the
question
pole
I
dancing
had,
soloist was cool.
Yeah, really? She was very cool. Yeah. Because, you know, the first question I asked was so.
Well, you know, the first question I'm going to ask y'all. How'd she look?
Should have watched the stream.
Okay.
Well, he actually tweeted out. I mean, it's kind of a dark picture because screenshotted it from my laptop.
I was like, would he take this picture from a camera from the old West?
I know. I screenshotted it from my laptop.
Flame comes up as a flash.
Or maybe the display on my laptop was like dim at the time of the screenshot. I don't know. Poor lighting.
Just blame it on that light not working.
Lighting.
There you go. That's what it is.
You're welcome.
Boom.
Poor lighting. It was on a laptop screen.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know how you can dim to save battery life? You can dim the display.
Yes,
it might have been dim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I suppose so. I would. There's a saying, you know. It's never mind. That would have came off as racist.
Another one.
I'm not gonna do it. I won't
you
get repeat
banned
it. But
from your own show.
Don't blame the tool. Blame the person. Okay.
Without that light out, I look like the sketch for any guy that they're looking for in HPD.
I didn't realize how big of a difference it made, but it absolutely makes a difference.
Well, what's weird is that light's out, but then the blinds are open, so now it just looks like I'm being engulfed.
Yeah. You look like a Polaroid flashbulb went up on half.
I look like I'm about to, like, there's an open door to heaven right now that I could walk to the light.
It's, it kind of does.
And look how pale I am if I put my hand in there. Look at that. That's my actual skin tone.
That's you going to heaven.
It's clear. It's crazy.
All right, that'll about do it. Another successful Usual Suspects in the books, but your day's not over, and neither is our broadcasting day. That means we're going to hand it off to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. They're coming up next. They're going to take you till 7, and you don't have to do a darn thing. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have yourself a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. All mixed up, don't know what to
do. And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.